You know that feeling when Sunday evening hits and you realize you've accomplished almost nothing from your ambitious weekend to-do list? You're not lazy. You're not broken. The problem is that most time management advice treats everyone the same, ignoring the fundamental truth that we all have unique relationships with time. Some people thrive on tight deadlines, while others crumble under pressure. Some need marathon work sessions, while others excel in short bursts. Traditional productivity systems fail because they impose rigid structures that fight against your natural rhythms, rather than working with them. The inside-out approach flips this entirely, starting with who you are and building outward from there. Here's the shift that changes everything. Your schedule is a physical container, like a suitcase or closet, with finite space. Each task occupies real estate in that container. When you treat time as tangible rather than abstract, you naturally become selective about what deserves space in your day. The critical question isn't just what needs doing, but how long will it actually take? Most people resist this calculation because facing reality feels uncomfortable. We'd rather maintain the illusion that everything will somehow fit. But denial doesn't create more hours. Things take as long as they take, whether you acknowledge it or not. The real culprit behind blown schedules? Hidden time costs we habitually ignore. Beyond the task itself, factor in travel time, setup, cleanup, thinking time, interruption buffers, and unexpected problems. Add a 20% cushion to your estimates and track yourself completing routine tasks several times to establish realistic averages. This practice feels tedious initially, but transforms your relationship with time. Suddenly, you're making decisions based on reality rather than wishful thinking. That myth about multitasking boosting productivity, it actually destroys both efficiency and accurate time estimation. Build concentration tolerance by starting with focused 15-minute blocks on single tasks, gradually extending to longer periods. The inside-out revolution begins with honest self-assessment. What's already working in your time management? Even chaotic schedules contain pockets of success, appointments you never miss, tasks you complete without procrastination. These successes reveal skills you already possess, but apply selectively. If you're punctual for client meetings, but chronically late for family dinners, you have the capacity for timeliness, but choose when to deploy it. Understanding what motivates punctuality in certain situations helps you apply those principles elsewhere. Your individual preferences dramatically impact success. There's no right answer, only your answer. Schedule demanding creative work during your natural peak periods. When energy flags, recharge through physical movement, music, brief breaks, social connection, or goal visualization. Maintain momentum through strategic task variation. After mental work, switch to physical activity. After social interaction, choose solitary tasks. Paper clutter reflects time management issues. With 200 billion pieces of mail annually and 30 billion daily emails, executives waste 6 weeks yearly searching cluttered desks. Sort backlog into three categories: to-do, to-file, or to-tas. For to-do items, identify the next action and duration. This reveals the true scope. When deciding what to keep, ask, is there a tax or legal reason? Do you refer to it often? Will it help current projects? Is the information current? If no to all, let it go. Prevent future pileups by limiting yourself to 2 or 3 favorite publications. Set aside daily time to process paperwork, avoiding the just checking habit where you look at mail without actually dealing with it. When drowning in tasks with zero time to think strategically, the Wade formula provides immediate relief. Write it down. Record everything in one reliable location, ideally directly in your planner on the day you'll tackle it, not endless master lists that create anxiety. Add it up. Estimate durations for each task, then total the time. When tasks exceed available hours, they usually will, you'll need adjustments. Decide what you'll actually do using the 4Ds. Delete tasks that aren't truly crucial. Delay even important tasks that can wait. Diminish by finding efficient approaches without perfectionism. And delegate to those who could handle tasks faster or better. Execute your plan by completing tasks on scheduled days. Delegate effectively by identifying tasks only you can do based on unique talents, then recognizing tasks others could handle as well or better, especially those you dislike or that drain energy. Your planner becomes essential. Record critical information there, allowing you to discard papers while tracking necessary actions and deadlines. Goals reflect core values, nurturing relationships, financial security, personal growth, while activities are the means to reach them. People often confuse the two, focusing on actions like exercise 3 times weekly rather than the underlying purpose. True motivation comes from connecting activities to what you deeply desire. Exercise leads to feeling stronger. Family time creates connection. Set goals across major life categories: work, family, health, relationships. Keep them simple and heartfelt. I want a home that is warm and inviting, or to be recognized as the most innovative caterer in the city. Writing goals down is essential. A study of Yale's class of 1953 found that 3% had written goals. 20 years later, this group had achieved more wealth than the remaining 97% combined. Written goals help you notice opportunities previously invisible. For each big picture goal, brainstorm specific activities, then focus on 2 or 3 priorities per category to maintain balance. A time map budgets your time across life departments based on your priorities. Like school periods, it creates distinct blocks for each area, paradoxically freeing you to live in the moment knowing everything important has its place. An entrepreneur training for a marathon needs a vastly different map than a CFO pursuing writing or a neonatal nurse balancing shifts with family. When life feels imbalanced, a time map corrects it. An attorney doing pro bono work transformed productivity by prioritizing billable hours in the morning while preserving afternoons for his passion project. A working mother who reduced to part-time discovered her free days consumed by mundane tasks. Creating a time map helped balance household responsibilities with personal projects and self-care. The simplest way to experiment? Add just one missing element back into your life. Find a regular time slot you can protect as sacred. Even one restorative activity, like weekly swing dancing, can dramatically increase energy, productivity, and satisfaction across your entire week. The space formula protects your priorities amid daily chaos. Sort tasks by life category and goal. Purge unnecessary activities when overwhelmed. Say no simply. I'm sorry, I just can't. Assign specific times to each task. Unscheduled to-dos rarely happen. Containerize to prevent tasks from bleeding into other activities. Equalize by reviewing your planner twice daily and your time map every 2 months. Psychological barriers often sabotage time management. Fear of success triggers self-sabotage to maintain familiar patterns. Fear of downtime creates anxiety about relaxation, driving constant busyness. The caretaker impulse breeds resentment through excessive yes-saying. Perfectionists avoid tasks they can't execute flawlessly. Creative people fear structure will stifle imagination, yet consistent schedules actually enhance creative output by protecting time for important work. Time management isn't about cramming more into your days. It's about ensuring what fills them reflects who you are and what matters most. The inside-out approach honors your individual relationship with time. Your schedule should energize rather than deplete you. This is real success, loving your life one intentional day at a time.